Looking for the best place to buy tickets for any of your favorite teams or sporting events? We've got the spot. Our partner, StubHub, has been the leading ticket marketplace in the world for over 20 years, providing a 100% guarantee with every order. From a worldwide selection of live events, the widest choice of tickets, and industry-leading partnerships, StubHub has what you need to purchase with confidence. StubHub, an official partner of The Athletic.
I mean, I want to be like him. He can do whatever he wants anytime. So he's just the best. He don't care about clothing. He don't care about brands. He just cares about basketball.
God, I love it. All right. Welcome back to another episode of What Did I Miss? We have a very special guest today. Sort of the best of both worlds, entertainment and sports. Juancho Hernan Gomez is here. You may know him from NBA basketball, but you're also about to know him as an actor, a thespian, if you will, in the movie Hustle with Adam Sandler. It's available right now in theaters, streaming on Wednesday, actually. I just want to say welcome, first of all. What the hell? You're like a real actor. Okay, tell me about the background here. Have you done anything even remotely close to this before?
No. And I'm after the movie, I'm still don't be an actor because, I mean, I never dreamed to be an actor and I just did because I don't know why I did, because I was in quarantine. They offered me the movie and at that time I didn't play basketball. So I did it because I was bored at home.
Oh my God. Okay. First of all, there's 8 million aspiring actors around the world crying right now. It's like their dream come true. So how did they, so they come to you and they say, Adam Sandler's doing this movie and this is what it's about. And did you have to audition at all? Did you have to send in a tape or they just were like, nope, we know we want you?
No. I mean, my agent asked me about doing the castings and I told him no for like 5 or 6 months because, I mean, I was focused on basketball. My dream always be a basketball player and I never dream about being an actor. I'm not going to waste my time in do something that I don't like it or I don't dream about it. So, I mean, then the COVID hits and I was at home with my brother and my sister, and we were so boring doing quarantine. We were so boring. And it was my sister, so she pushed me to do the casting. And I don't know what they see on the videos or what they like it, but I keep going Zoom calls, and I get the role.
Okay, so when you do the casting, I don't know if you had to do it. Like, usually there's a person reading lines with you. Did your sister do that with you, or who did that?
I mean, listen, like, we didn't know how to do a casting. First, of course not.
Why would you?
So we put the camera on the kitchen and we were sitting on the couch like trying to act and try to like follow the script, and we improv a lot, and it was so bad, but I don't know. They see something and
apparently
I'm here
not
doing a premiere of the movie.
I mean, okay. So you get there, first day of shooting, what is it like? What's your trailer like? How do you feel?
I enjoy every single day. I mean, it was a great experience. First day of shooting, it was nice. We were on the stage here in Philly. I got a big trailer, like crazy trailer, like
yeah,
like huge trailer. It was bigger than pretty much all the homes. It was huge. They got living room, kitchen,
a huge bedroom.
Yeah. I spent a lot of time there. A lot of naps. It was huge. And then so we did a scene with the rolls on the plane, so that was the first scene. I didn't have to talk too much, so I just I just enjoy. I mean, they cut and they make it in a straight. They make a real plane, so I was like, "What? They make a real plane? It's gonna look real."
Yeah.
And I don't know, a lot of extras. I get crazy with the extras because every people in the movie, even the people who walks on the streets, is an extra. So, I mean, it was huge. It was a lot of people. And we have so much fun. We do a lot of takes, but I don't know. That's my first day experience of Hollywood.
Were you shocked by how many takes it takes to do like one 2-minute scene?
Yes.
It's brutal.
For sure,
so
it's brutal. It's brutal. Even on the basketball scene, because if we are sitting on the plane, eating warm rolls, I mean, it wasn't that bad. But doing, running, or jumping on, or running the stairs or climbing or doing weights. I mean, that's tough.
Yeah, okay. So there is an underlying sort of training montage, which every great sports movie has to have. It's mandatory. And yours is difficult because you're having to run up the hill and then the stairs. I mean, I'm hoping they figured out a way to cheat that a little bit. How many times do you think you did that total?
I mean, I probably did the most, the running up the hill. I don't know, probably like 10, 11 days running there.
Oh, no.
Because we gotta run like nighttime. We gotta run afternoon times. We gotta run morning times. So we were there pretty much all time. But for me, it wasn't that hard because it was running up the hill. The environment was really cool. I mean, all the homes around, it was like a college people. So they were doing parties. When we stop the scene, everybody go crazy. They put music, and it was a good vibe.
All right, tell me about working with Adam Sandler. What is that like?
Fun, great, normal guy. He loved basketball. He loved me. I mean, I love him. We were really cool since the first day. I don't know. We feel something like we got something in common. We got good chemistry. We just build our relationship, and I think through the movie we were like more in together. Like, we were so cool together. We hanging out, we spent more time together. It was huge to work with him and learn from him.
I'm nobody, and when I lived in LA, I even would see Adam Sandler playing pickup ball, like in the most random places. How often was he just like, all right, let's go play basketball, let's just go right now?
Probably every day.
So
like sometimes I gotta wake up at like 4 or 5 a.m. to get my workout, my real NBA workouts. So I finish around 8 and then we start shooting. So we finish the shooting about 7 p.m. And he was like, hey, everybody come to my home and let's play pick a game. And I was like, man, I was like, Adam, I'm excited. He said like, yeah, but we are not gonna play hard. Just pick a games and, you know, sweat a little bit. And so we just finished in his place playing games. And yeah, it was fun. It was really fun.
Did you take any sort of, like right before you guys started shooting, did they offer you any sort of training or any kind of advice?
Yeah. I mean, before the movie, I was working all summer and through all the movie with Noelle Gentil. She was my acting coach. And I did the movie because of her. I mean, she was the best. She helped me through everything. She teach me how to act a little bit. So we did the movie. And she helped me not just in the movie. She helped me through the life. So she's one of the best person I ever met. And I'm so glad I met her.
Did you get the bug? Like, do you feel like there's more acting coming?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I don't like to say I'm never going to do something because you know how crazy is life. Like, I cannot believe 2 years ago I'm going to be sitting here talking to you about a movie I did with Adam Sandler. So you never know how life's going. So it's not a no, but it's not like something I'm really interested in doing. I mean, I keep playing basketball. That's my main focus. And that's my dream, though.
I mean, it's like the best of both worlds. I think the other part of the movie that I really loved, I mean, there are so many cameos. But there are also Anthony Edwards is also acting. Like, he's another guy that you're just sort of sitting there going, hold on, that's like, what was it like for you two in scenes together, both being NBA players, but now finding yourselves on a movie set?
I mean, it was crazy. I mean, it was really good because I know Ant because we played 1 year in Minnesota and we shoot the half of the movie before I meet him. So when we drafted him, he was first round pick. He came to the league 18 years old, first year on the league. From the first week on training camp, I was like, this guy have to be on the movie. And we were, at that point, we were looking for the role of Kermit. So we didn't have the character yet. So I told Jeremy and I told Adam, like, hey, listen, we might have a really good one here. Because he is like he is like on the movie in real life. Like, he loves to talk shit. He loves to act crazy. He thinks he's the best in everything. I mean, he's a great human being. He's lovely. I mean, I love him so much. And then he said yes to the movie, and we spent part of the time of the summer together. And we were shooting the movie every single day for like a month. And we just going against each other. But when the director said cut, we just love each other. I mean, it was so much respect, so much of what he does and everybody do on the movie that I think the movie between Bo and Kermit is great, you know, how the chemistry, how they love, but how they hate each other.
So are you telling me then on the court, because the thing about him that's tricky is he's always smiling, but then he's mm-hmm. basically telling you horrible things about your mother while he's smiling. Is that sort of how he is on the court too? Because he plays that part real well in the movie.
I see sometimes he doing that on practice. I mean, I think how he's part who he is. I mean, he needs that motivation. I mean, I think he's going to be great. He's going to be probably like MVP candidate, All-Star. I mean, in a future, maybe Hall of Fame. But he got everything. He got everything to be the best. He got the body. He got the size. He got the talent. He worked hard. And I think he's going to be one of the greatest in the next 10, 15 years.
There were a lot of other guys in this. The one that stands out both physically and because he's done a million things is Boban. Like Boban's put together quite the IMDb page. I mean, he's one of my favorite parts of John Wick. So did you get to be around him at all? Like, was that anything that you got to take part in? And was he, I mean, I've been around him once. He's just exactly how you want him to be. But now that he's an actor, has he changed at all? Is he offering advice?
No, he didn't change. He loved acting. He loved everything about the movie. Like, he was shooting his part the first year, but he was so good and everybody loved him on set so much that invite him from the second part. Like, what? He was supposed to be on the third game. And they invite him because he was so good. Everybody loved him. and he loved to be around the cameras. I mean, I'm saying, any day off he got, or like he don't have to shoot, he came to set just to see me.
Amazing.
Just to see how they doing. And I'm really cool with him because I know him from Europe. And he's the best friend of Nikola Jokic when I played 4 years in Denver. And he was such a nice human being, so funny. He probably can be sitting there for like 10 hours on the chair watching how we act. And he don't say nothing, and he just learned, and he asking, why you do that to the camera guy? Like, he loved.
Oh, I love this.
I think the future of him, he's going to be doing something like that.
Did you watch him in John Wick, his fight scene?
Yeah. Yeah, he told me they were shooting all night. Yeah.
Really? I mean, I was impressed, because sometimes athletes do movies and things, and you're like, no, it's not convincing.
Yeah.
But legit, like, oh my God, there's more movies coming. Is that an agent telling you? Like, come on, I want it to be so bad. Speaking of other athletes who've sort of turned into actors as well, do you have one that stands out that you think does a really good job in anything they've tried?
Who? An athlete?
Whether it be NBA, what have you.
I mean, I will take the OG Michael Jordan.
Does it happen in Europe? Like, because we don't get to see as much of the European sports and what everyone does off their competitive fields. Like, do they do that too? Are there guys over there, whether it be soccer or what have you, that are just like, I'm also going to do a movie in my off time? Does that happen?
No, I mean, a lot of soccer players, they do like a little cameos, but nobody did like a movie. I don't know. Yeah.
Got to get on it. Better catch up.
But it's hard. It's tough because, I mean, our job is 24 hours. Like, on the summer, I shoot the movie in 2 summers.
Wow.
So instead of like recovery or like taking my time off, I did the movie. And so it was really hard for the mind, for the body. And, you know, on the off season, I play with my national team. So it was really hard. We don't have too many free time to do the movie. So it worked perfectly. I mean, everything, and they work around me, you know, after I finish the Olympics. We start shooting because if not, we don't have time to finish. So it was kind of crazy, the timing, but it works.
You had to cry. For me, that just seems like the hardest thing to do for anybody in the whole world, just to cry on command. Did you cheat? Did you use the little eye drops, or did you really get to a point where you could do it?
No, I mean, on the first thing, I cried one time on the car with Adam, and I didn't use the drop.
Nice.
But the scene with my mom, they put me at the beginning, because we gotta do like 10 or 12 times, so you couldn't it was hard. But I remember that scene, like we have to meditate for like 20, 30 minutes to get in the action, you know, to get that sad moment. And yeah, that scene, nobody was around. The set was really quiet, no music. Yeah, it was kind of tough. It was a tough day.
That's intimidating, no? I would be so intimidated.
It was just different. When I came to set and I always put music, I always joking around. Everybody was so quiet. Nobody wanted to talk to me. It was like, let them his space. And I was like, man, I need laughing and everything to kind of cry. I don't know.
I need something. This is very quiet and I don't like it. Yeah. Make me uncomfortable. So now you've gotten to see the movies, went to the premiere. You've seen it with other people around you. What did you think?
I watched the movie once with my family in Spain and they like it, right? But it was in English. They don't really speak English, but they like it. But when we did the premiere the other day in LA, I mean, you know, it's a lot of American jokes and American humor. So everybody was laughing. Everybody was like screaming. Like when I was working out, everybody was like, let's go, Bo, let's go, yes.
It's like a different vibe.
Yeah, different vibe. I was like, wow.
Does your brother give you hell for this? Like, is this going to be one of those things where he, like, you can hold it over him and he's going to try to mock you at all?
Well, what do you mean?
Like, I feel like if I did something like this, my brother would always just figure out a way to make fun of me because that's what they do. But now you're like, I'm a movie star and you're not.
No, I mean, we respect each other so much. I mean, he's on the movie. We spent so much time together. I mean, he was so happy for me when we did the movie and we did the casting together. So he never expected me to be a movie star. And he always helped me. He always support me. And he's going to be so happy for me.
All right. I know we want to do some Adam Sandler stuff in a second. I do want to ask you really quickly. I mean, we've only got two games into these finals. It seems like it's been going on for a month already. Do you have any vibes? Like, do you feel, I mean, one game was last night was What are you thinking? What do you think happens here?
I mean, the first game, Boston came back on the fourth quarter. I mean, they saw what they are there. They play great defense and they make some shots. And yesterday, I mean, it was tough for them. It was tough for them. And Golden State, they need the game at home. So they were so focused on the third quarter and Steph go crazy.
That was really my excuse to just ask this one question. The five games that you played here in San Antonio with the Spurs, would you say that was the greatest time of your entire life?
I mean, I cannot say greatest time, but I had so much fun and I enjoy a lot. I mean, I enjoy every single day. I can say I be coached by the greatest coach of all the time. I can say that. When he break the record of most win, he played against Utah. So I was there too. And I told the manager Quinn, I told him I can get my jersey because I trade so fast that I didn't pick anything.
Oh, wow.
So he gave me the jersey and I asked to Popovich to sign it. And he signed me the day he break the record. So I gonna, you know, that was perfect timing. Everything works out. And I enjoy so much with the young guys. I have so much fun with San Antonio. Yeah.
That was a good answer. That was a really good answer. we're taking a quick break. And we come back, just a quick Adam Sandler tutorial. I need to learn some things.
Mm-hmm. Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Well, luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard it right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask me. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
This episode is brought to you by Michelob Ultra, the official beer sponsor of the NBA. Want to get closer to the game than ever before? Michelob Ultra Courtside is giving fans the chance to win exclusive NBA prizes and experiences like official gear, courtside seats to an NBA game, and more. Head over to michelobultra.com/courtside to learn more.
All right, we are back and we are joined by Gabe. Gabe is a man of many talents, a lot of knowledge, but one of those things that he loves more than most is Adam Sandler. And we'll argue with anyone about Adam Sandler. So, Gabe, what exactly are you doing here right now?
Well, I'm not really sure exactly what I'm doing here, but Juancho, nice to meet you. And my company, I named my company after a blue duck from Billy Madison. I don't know how long it's been since you saw Billy Madison, but I am a renowned Adam Sandler expert. So I have a few quick Adam Sandler questions for you.
Wow.
All right. Nice. Now, all experts will agree that his top five movies are in order: Wedding Singer, Billy Madison, Happy Gilmore, Big Daddy, and then The Waterboy. Now, since Adam has said to Jimmy Kimmel very recently that you are a very, very good actor, a talented actor, can you please cry while telling me why Hustle should crack the top five?
Go. Action.
Man, I need my acting coach, Noel.
He's got to meditate.
Yeah, I got to meditate. I got to get into. But listen, Hustle is going to be top five for sure.
Okay, and so Waterboy is
Wait,
out?
Gabe, I have one question.
Yeah.
Gabe, you have only funny Adam Sandler movies. You don't have some of the, like, Uncut Gems, some of the serious moments that he's had. Is that on purpose? You just don't prefer Adam Sandler to be serious?
No, I do not. I mean, listen, I love those movies and I put them in a completely different category, and a few of them are all time. Funny People's a terrific movie. Punch Drunk Love is great. He was incredible in Uncut Gems. Should have won an Oscar. But I have to put that in a different grouping. I don't know where Hustle is, though. Is Hustle on, which side of that is it on? It's a pretty serious movie as well, right?
Yeah, but they got funny jokes too.
Funny jokes. Okay. All right. Now, I have heard you say that Adam would have to be about 6'7" with his current basketball skill to be a competitive NBA player. So, given that, if he was 6'7", how much would he beat you by in a game to 21?
Probably 21-20.
Oh, you think it's close?
Of course it's close.
Okay. Of course. I'm going to give him the extra point because I love him too much.
Okay.
I
don't think he...
That's nice.
I don't know if he needs it, but okay, fair enough. Another couple quickies here, Juancho. Thank you for your time. So I have sources. I have heard that Adam plays at full speed when there's pickup games with the crew or any of the extras. He doesn't let up. He tries as hard as he can. But my question to you is... like when the Secret Service used to play against President Obama, they have to be careful not to foul him too hard. Did you guys let up on Adam Sandler given his stature?
I mean, I used to play on his team, but I can see I can see the first game. They don't go really hard. But after the first game, when everybody start talking and we competing more, they go hard on him.
He loves it.
Interesting.
He don't
want the people to let him play because who he is. I mean, he like basketball and he loves to compete.
But can't you just be swatting it out of the picture at the end of the day, just everything should be swatted out. No, he's a little guy compared to everyone else. Gabe, I'm sorry, he's a little person. I don't want to offend
he's
you.
He's an enormous talent, but in a smaller body. Fine. That's right.
That's the right answer. Yes.
Thank you, Juancho. I have some other questions, but I'm just going to get right to the hardest one. All right.
Yes.
Now, you are a native of Spain, and you played for Real Madrid's basketball club as a child, as a teenager. So what feels best as an adult now? Seeing Real Madrid win a Champions League? Mm-hmm. Seeing Rafa win the French Open? Or getting a little bit of Adam Sandler's sweat on your body while playing basketball against him?
That's tough.
See, Rafa won the 14 Roland
Better than the sweat. Wow.
Shocking enough.
Yeah, and second, I put the sweat. But Rafa is the best sport from Spain. I mean, he is the example for everybody. I mean, what he did, how he did, how he talks, how he's one of the leaders of every sport guy, you know?
Is he, like, when he goes around Spain, Rafa Nadal, is he just considered... like he could walk on water?
Yes.
Can he go anywhere in Spain?
He's the god.
That's insane.
Yeah.
He's a god. That's it. Yeah. He's simple.
But
he's got
not just in Spain, in all the world.
I agree. And he's got a great watch collection. We're watching you. We're watching you.
he got a good Rich Miller.
Yeah, he does. Richard, he's good. Miller. Gabe, I have to ask just only one thing. Did anybody talk to Adam Sandler about his clothing for the premiere? Does anyone ever try to help him, or is it just past the point of help? Because he just dresses like Adam Sandler all
the
time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. When before the premiere, you know, my friends and family asked me like, "What I'm wearing, whatever." And I, you know, I never been on premiere, so I don't know. I want to be like something nice, but I bet on everybody. Like, don't worry, like Adam is gonna be in sweats. Like, don't worry, God, he's gonna. And everybody was like, "No, he's not doing that on the premiere." I say, "Adam, for sure. I bet my home, he's going in sweats. He's not wearing a suit." I mean, I want to be like him. He can do whatever he wants anytime. So he's just the best. He don't care about clothing. He don't care about brands. He don't care. He just cared about basketball.
God, I love it. Gabe, I love it. I love Adam Sandler too, Gabe. Maybe not as much as you, but I love him a lot.
This was Quacktastic. Juancho, thank you very much for being a part of this. Good luck this week. And I can't wait to see the movie, man. This is like my dream come true. Adam Sandler and basketball together. It's awesome.
Yeah, Juancho, I want to thank you as well. I'm not a bullshitter, and if I didn't like the movie, this would have been a very awkward interview. I loved the movie. It was perfect. A good sports movie is hard to beat. So well done. I'm impressed by everything that you did, and thanks for hanging out with us today.
Thank you so much, guys. Thank you.
Now cry.
This episode is supported by FX's Welcome to Wrexham. Celebrity owners Rob McElhenney and Ryan Reynolds' small-town Welsh football club has finally been promoted into League 2 after 15 seasons in the National League. Dedicated staff and supporters celebrate the city's return to glory while bracing for the newfound challenges that come with being in a higher league. Will Wrexham AFC stand up to the challenge and rise again into League 1? FX's Welcome to Wrexham premieres May 2nd on FX, stream on Hulu.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service at any time. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
All right, Gabe, we got to wrap this bad boy up. I'm glad you got to nerd out on Adam Sandler. That was necessary.
I felt like I wanted to go full Chris Farley show and like,
just, remember the time?
I felt silly because I didn't hear him the whole time you guys were talking. So I was like, oh man, if I go in there and that misses, that is going to be very bad.
Oh God, but so I also loved it.
Yeah, I decided to play it a little straighter, but
fair enough.
That was a real thrill to be able to talk about Sandler with someone who's actually touched his sweat.
And is like I can see Adam Sandler like sort of adopting him as like one of his own. Like I could just see that. It's just, yeah, they have a good thing in the movie, but hearing him talk about how they are offset, I'm like, okay, that's probably,
well,
that's awesome.
And once you're in, man, once you're in with the Sandman, you're good.
Yo, not only because Dan Patrick and his crew have been in everything. Adam Sandler movie since whatever the first, every single one. Like, I'll be watching an Adam Sandler movie and be like, man, there's no way they're going to squeeze him into that. Nope, there he is.
There he is.
Like, damn, that's good.
Like, just making fun of kids and grownups. Yeah. Know, just showing up. And not always as whatever you know him. Dave Matthews shows up in movies and you're like, what the?
Oh, I forgot. That's a good, what was that? The hummus.
He's been in a few of the Zohan. Yeah, he's been in a few of them. Just not unreferenced. It's just Dave Matthews, not in a band or anything.
You just got to get in.
Rob Schneider probably owns four houses based on this.
100%. And then there's the guy that I don't know his name, but I think he's like a producing partner, but he's in everything. In Happy Gilmore, he's got the long hair.
Alan Covert.
Yes. Yeah. He's adorable too. And he's in everything.
I think he's a partner. He's definitely a writer, producer type. Yes. I think he's a partner in Happy Madison. I'm not.
Man, I wish.
Sure.
Why don't I have any friends that turned out to be like Adam Sandler? Like, none of y'all are Adam Sandlers. Why are we not doing Adam Sandler type stuff? He built an empire and then he took all of his friends with him. And I respect the hell out of that.
Yeah. Okay. You built a podcast and here we are.
I'm in a shoe closet and I'm hanging out with my friends. Yeah, we're almost there, guys. We're almost there.
Well, can I, normally this is the part of the show where Paige or Kara or somebody will tell you about some of the texts and voicemails we received.
Mm.
This one came more directly to me via WhatsApp from a dear friend and every single episode listener. She has gone back, Beads. Yeah, and listened to what? Episodes, yes, in the archive, as if there's something evergreen about, like, game three jokes. But wow. She's listened. This is my friend Carrie. She has a few pieces of feedback for the show.
All right, I'm in.
All right. But then she also has a text I want to read. So her feedback is, we'd like more tennis talk. I told her that's going to be hard.
Okay.
But we talked about Nadal today.
I mean, I was going to say, LZ Granderson's moving to San Antonio. Maybe we just shove him in front of this camera here, because he's the biggest tennis nerd I know, and he would love it anyways. So okay. Yeah, I like that. I could do that.
I referenced off camera to Juancho, Carrie's husband is from Spain, and I asked Juancho a question about Spain to him. So that's two things I've done for you, Carrie. Here's the third, the text. She said to me, this came in the middle of the night, you should tell your crew the pod is inspiring people around the world to watch Top Gun.
Wow.
Around the world. She's it's living us, in huh? London. Yeah, we are the ones doing it. You're
it's
welcome.
It's not Tom Cruise. It's us. I'll take it. I will. You know what? They're at 500 million or some crazy number. So maybe just give us 1% like of that. I think we'd be all right. We could split it. That's
we
awesome.
Have inspired an international audience to see not just this Top Gun, the old one too.
Well, you kind of have to go. I mean, it's you don't have to see the first one to see this one, but it certainly makes it mean a lot more.
Mm-hmm.
And yep. We are going to do our Top Gun podcast this week. So fret not. This isn't the only Top Gun talk you're going to get. You're going to get an entire podcast worth of Top Gun talk, because I broke my 7-year movie theater drought and went and saw it this weekend. So that'll be what? Thursday's podcast? Booyah.
Are we doing sports casting? We're bringing
it
back?
I think we are. Yeah. Although I got to be honest, there's a part of me that thinks that's a little sacrilegious because it's so perfectly cast as is. But I can get out of that mind space and put myself in a different one for the sake of the podcast, of course.
You're a pro.
I'm a pro. So yeah, that's coming up later this week. Today was awesome. We got to talk to an actual movie star, so no big deal. No big deal. And vicariously, Gabe is now friends with Adam Sandler.
I pretty much know him.
I think you're the biggest winner of the day. So yeah, that's going to do it for us today on What Did I Miss? We will see you guys later in the week. Top Gun, we're coming. And bring your aviators or don't even show up.
As you've probably heard by now, we've teamed up with BetMGM this season. We'll be using BetMGM lines to make all of our picks, and we'll have special offers for our listeners each week. If you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC, and you'll get a 1-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager with BetMGM. Here's how it works. Download the BetMGM app and sign up using bonus code THEATHLETIC. Make your first deposit of at least $10. Place your first bet on any game and claim your voucher for a 1-year subscription to The Athletic. See BetMGM.com for terms. U.S. promotional offers not available in D.C., Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369 in New York. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona. 1-800-327-5050 in Massachusetts. 1-800-BETS-OFF in Iowa. 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help in Michigan. 1-800-981-0023 in Puerto Rico. First bet offer for new customers only in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel. Don't forget, if you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC and you'll get a 1-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager.